like fruit. What's your favourite? Apples, peaches? Peaches? Oh, peaches are winning the race, yeah. Banana. I like strawberries, particularly when they're coated in white chocolate. I searched for types of fruit in the Bible, and I came across apples, dates, figs, grapes, melons, pomegranates, raisins, and other kind of fruit that's mentioned in the Bible include fruit of righteousness, that's living in a right way. Fruit of lips, that's praising the name of Jesus, what we've been doing this morning. The fruit of bringing others to Jesus. The fruit of financial investment in the church and missions. That's there in Romans chapter 15, verse 28, in case you think I'm making it up. And there's the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23. Let's read these two verses together. In the New Testament, Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23. The Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church in Galatia. And just before he goes on to verses 22 and 23, he is talking about the effects of the sinful nature. And there's a list of all sorts of nasty things referred to there. And then he comes into verse 22 and he says, but. So you know there's going to be a change in direction. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He says, against such things there is no law. There's no law that says you can't show love, joy, peace. We're free to do these things. You know, a few years ago, I was reading this section from the Bible about the fruit of the Spirit. And I said to myself, I would love to be like this, to demonstrate these characteristics every day in my life, irrespective of what was going on round about me. Well, I'd very much like to say that from that moment, these characteristics became part and parcel of who I am. But fruit takes time to grow and mature. It doesn't appear instantaneously. It has to be cultivated. You know, none of us is so fruitful that we can't be even more fruitful. And none of us is so fruitless that we can't begin to be fruitful. These words in Galatians describe the character of Jesus Christ. So if you want to know what Jesus is like, look at the fruit of the Spirit. And when you and I demonstrate this kind of fruit, we are living out the life of Jesus. Is this not something worth cultivating? Well, these verses from Galatians 5 form part of a letter that was written by the Apostle Paul to the first century churches in Galatia, now part of modern Turkey. And this letter emphasizes the freedom that Jesus Christ gives to all who follow him. Not freedom to do things that are wrong, but freedom to live a life that pleases him and blesses others. And this kind of life is summed up in these 9 words that describe the fruit of the Spirit. Today is about preparing the soil. And in order to do this, I'm going to consider 3 questions. Who, what, and how? First of all, who is the Spirit? Secondly, what is the fruit of the Spirit? And thirdly, how can we be fruitful?